So I just thought I would pop on and just discuss a common theme that's been popping up in the last few weeks for quite a lot of people. And I really wanted to address this because this is actually something that I feel that I'm probably one of the ones that are going through this as well at the same time. So some of you may have heard of the term dark night of the soul. Now, to be honest, I haven't read every blog on it, so I'm only really kind of going with how it feels to me and what my understanding of it is. But basically, as someone who's been through depression in the past and understands those signs and symptoms, the dark night of the soul can actually represent very similar. Now, when they discuss the dark night of the soul, they actually talk about a big spiritual awakening. And when you go through a spiritual awakening, things will fall away. It'll feel like, you're falling into a bit of a hole. But what that actually is it's allowing all those things that are now no longer serving you and that your spirit is now no longer tolerating to just fall away. All right, so it's perfectly normal. The other thing that you will also find that comes up when it comes to the dark night of the soul, if you're going through this, is not only the feeling of like that darkness or the depression, but also you will feel a lot of your insecurities will pop back up and say hello. And you may go, well, I've dealt with you in the past. But then all of a sudden, they're like back going, hi, remember me? I'm still here. And they will just pop back in and just kind of really, really amplify while you're in that moment because you're already in that kind of darker space where you're trying to process and feel your way through the emotions that are coming up for you and actually allow them to let go. So, hands up if anyone has been feeling this in the last probably 6 weeks, I would say. Collectively, I really do feel that we're going through this really big energy shift at the moment. And we're all starting to kind of drop that stuff that we no longer need. So for me, the big reminder for me at the moment is all about slowing down. No more push. No more have to do this, have to do that. It's all about slowing down and receiving and taking notice and acknowledging what's around me at the moment. And what I've found in that is that a lot of the opportunities that I may not have seen if I was in that push, push, push mode are all just really clear for me. And, there's a lot of things that come with slowing down. When you slow down, you think, oh, I'm not keeping on top of things, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. So, of course, your insecurities start coming back and they pop in, and it takes a while for you to actually find your groove in the slowdown. The other thing that I've also been feeling as well is is that it actually comes to a point where you have to trust. So you go into slow down for a number of reasons, right? Now, when you're going through a big spiritual awakening like the dark night of the soul, there's not a lot else that you can deal with. Okay, because you need to deal with your own shit. Pretty much that's blatantly as simple as it is. You need to be able to deal with your own shit, and you just need to trust and allow that to happen in order for things to start coming back. Now, we're also in winter here in Australia, which is the normal time to kind of hibernate as well. So you'll find that things start to naturally slow down anyway. All right? The other thing that we're finding collectively is that connection, the craving for connection, is getting really, really big. So if you've noticed that, give me a little shout out below and let me know that you're also going through that and you've felt that craving. And previously in the past, sending someone a text message or a message on Facebook might have been enough connection for you. But now that you're starting to slowly evolve and awaken spiritually, you're going to find that that's not enough. All right? You're going to find that you need and crave that connection. And video connection like this will actually work, but nothing beats face-to-face personal contact, all right? Over the phone works as well, but, you know, as I said, the most beautiful connection you can get is face-to-face connection. So if you are going through any of these at the moment, don't feel like you're falling backwards, all right? It's just a matter of you focusing on slowing down at the moment and allowing yourself to work through the process that is. Okay, so feel those emotions. If you can manage it, listen to your body, all right? If your body is telling you to take time out and, you know, go and hang out in nature, or maybe it's telling you to have a nap, do that. If you can do that, do that. If it's a work day and you can't really nap at work because that's really frowned upon, just a little bit, then maybe it's about you taking the time when you get home to just kind of rest and rejuvenate. Or if you're at work and you really do feel that you need that downtime, maybe go for a walk at lunch just to get yourself out of the office and kind of get you in that meditative zone, right? Because when you're walking, your mind really easily clears. And even if you can't walk because it's raining, because here in Sydney at the moment, the weather's not that crash hot, maybe find a quiet place where you can just go and meditate, all right? If you can, take your shoes off, get your feet in the grass, anything you can to ground. Grounding is so important at the moment. And just really be with where you're at and feeling what you're feeling. I have been feeling it a lot in the last 6 weeks. The craving for connection has been massive. I've even gone out of my way to make sure that I get more face-to-face time with people, just so I can get that connection back. Now, being someone who works from home, what I notice more so, and anyone else who does this too, you'll probably notice, or who works in an office where there's not very many people, is when you're working on your own, in your own little cubicle, your own little office, when you crave that connection, you can't just turn around to the person next to you and go, "Hi, how you going? I need to kill some time and kind of get out of my own head and talk to someone." But when you work in an office where there's a lot of people around you, you have that opportunity. So you don't tend to crave that connection as much. And that's why when you're doing just a text message or a messenger message or something like that, that connection's enough for you. That keeps that connection to that friend alive. And it's enough because it's basically by the time you get home from work, when you're in a crowded office, that's all you can handle. So that's perfectly okay. But what you'll find now is that everyone's starting to evolve and that energy is shifting. And we are moving almost not away from online connection, but we are just craving what we've been missing. And that's that face-to-face connection. So this is something that's been coming up very strongly for me lately, which is why I wanted to share with you, because it also has been coming up for quite a few people that I talk to. And one of the things that I was discussing today with someone was that we just don't talk about it. And you know, there's so many things that we don't talk about that really need to come to light. So the dark night of the soul is nothing to be scared about. Absolutely not. Because what it means is that when you come to the other side, you are going to be so much lighter and so much better that you will be more in your own truth than you have ever been before. So that's such an empowering event. So don't ever fear going through the dark night of the soul. If you wanted to, you could almost turn it on its head going, "Yes, we're going to go through a breakdown to get our breakthrough." You know, if you really want to be the upbeat, optimistic person, which generally is usually what I am, then that's the way that you can reframe that so that it's not so daunting. But sometimes you just need to be, and you need to go through and wade through your own shit, right? And clear out the old junk, because what each time you clear it to a new level. So when you clear through any healing that you've done in the past, you always go from one level down to the next layer, to the next layer, to the next layer, until it's finally cleared for good. Because sometimes you can't clear it all at once. Sometimes you physically can't handle or emotionally handle that kind of layer of clearing. So sometimes you do have to do it bit by bit by bit, right? And that's perfectly okay. So if you are finding at the moment that things that you thought you have dealt with in the past are starting to come back to haunt you, that's okay. It just means that you need to do some more clearing in this space. And if that's what you need to do, then focus on the emotions that you're feeling and the thoughts that those are bringing up, and start to journal about it and write it all out. Because when you journal about it, it gives your guides the opportunity to give you that insight that you really need, but you can't get to when you're letting your head guide the conversation. So if you journal it out and write down the thoughts and feelings that you're going through and just process that information in a journal, and once you've done that, just scribble it all out, rip the page out if you must, burn it, doesn't matter. Once it's all out of your head and your guides have given you the guidance that you need when it comes to that, you don't need it anymore. It's gone, right? Just know that that clears it. And the best way to release it is to burn it and give it to the universe. It's so empowering to do it in that way. So if you are feeling stuck, overwhelmed, slightly depressed, the weather's not helping here in Sydney, I can tell you that now. Find that your throat's clogging up because you're not communicating properly, because I'm getting a lot of that too. These upgrades that we are going through energetically, our spiritual body is yearning for these things to change. So when you go through that process and that dark night of the soul, it's perfectly okay. You are perfectly safe. You're in the right space. You're exactly where you need to be. All right. If you need help to get through this process, please reach out and let me know. As I said, it's something I've also been going through, and I know that at the other side, it will be magical. It will be absolutely magical. And I don't know how to get there. I really don't. All right. I don't know for me exactly how to get there, but I know that they will show me piece by piece how to get there. And it's just one step after the other, all right? You don't need to see the whole picture, and you don't need to see, you know, the entire plan. Because if you're anything like me, if you see the entire plan, you tend to skip a few steps and then you don't get the whole impact of it. So when you're in this space, don't be surprised if all you get is the next tiny little step. And if that's what you get, then focus on that and do that. And just take each little step at a time. But don't be surprised if your anxiety is piping up, your insecurities are waving at you going, don't forget about me, I'm still here. All of these things are coming for you, all right? But they're coming so you can let them go. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and it's nothing, how do I say it? It's such a powerful experience. And if you can let this go, you'll be a completely different person. Those things won't be able to impact you anymore. But you'll also find things around you will change, because what you tolerate is what you will get. And when you go through this kind of experience and spiritual awakening where you release these things that you're no longer are good for your highest good, that are no longer serving you, you will then find that the tolerance level of things is also going to change. So don't be surprised if you're going to work and something that you thought that you were okay with is now no longer okay with you. That is normal, and it is a sign that you have changed and that you have grown and that you are awakening. It just means that now is the right time for you to start reevaluating that, whatever that is for you. So if that is what you're going through, totally okay. You are exactly where you need to be. Slow right down. No one said we had to get there tomorrow. All right? Take your time. Ease your way through it. Listen to your body. If it is telling you to go for a walk, go for a walk. If it's telling you to have a nap, have a nap. If it's telling you to eat better, eat better. If it's telling you to eat pizza, eat bloody pizza. All right? Just do what is right for you in that moment. That is the most important thing that I can stress to you at the moment. Just listen to your body. Get it all out on paper, journal it all through, ask your spirit guides to step in and give you the guidance that you need around why this is still coming up for you and why you need to address it now, and how you need to let it go, what you need to do to let this go fully, and trust the answers that come. All right, trust is so super important. Just trust the answers that come, even if you think that you've thought them up. Don't worry about it. Just trust the answer that comes. And once you get that answer and it all comes through, just let it go, burn it, and just release it to the universe. And know that it is no longer attached to you, and that you don't need to be focusing on that. Now it's time to look for that next step. So once you've released that, look for that next step, and it will come to you. And because you've slowed down, you'll be able to see it clearly. All right? Now, if this is resonating, I'd love to see, you know, some kind of sign, you know, a wave, a love heart, anything to let me know that this is actually really resonating with you. But this is something that I really feel is a really big collective thing at the moment. So many of us are going through it. The last full moon really, really got me riled up. I was teary at the drop of a hat, you know, like, just because I'm here and I'm doing all this stuff doesn't mean that I'm immune to what's going on energetically around us. So make sure that you know that it's okay to go through those things and that you're not alone. Because in these moments, just because people aren't talking about it, we are so not alone. It's not funny. There are billions and billions of people on this planet. And I can guarantee you that if you are going through something, someone else here is also going through the same thing. And it just means you need to reach out and be brave enough to voice it. Ask for help. Ask for support. Don't be surprised if you're feeling emotional and teary. And that's a way for things to release. If you feel like you need to cry, have a good cry. Have a really big, ugly cry. It doesn't matter. All right? Just let it all out. If you find that you start to get sick at the moment, that's another way for things to just kind of release out of your body. All right? Now, anyone who has been through depression before, obviously, I'm not a doctor, so I can't guarantee that this is exactly what it is for you. But just pay attention to if it feels the same as normal. If it doesn't feel the same as normal, try some of the things that I've suggested. But whatever you do, if you do need to go and get medical support, please do that. But just remember that sometimes it's not always about that. There is a lot of underlying things that present physically for us that are all emotional, right? Now, if you've ever heard of Louise Hay, she does talk about this. She talks about, you know, different pains in our body actually link to different emotions that we feel. Now, most of you know that I have rheumatoid arthritis, which can give me pain in my wrists. Now, if you look that up with Louise Hay, what you will find is that wrist pain is linked to not letting go, right? So holding on too tight, and also being resentful. Now, when I was in my commercial job, my wrist pain was really bad. Now, I was resentful that I had to do that commercial job, because this was my path. This is me. This is me in my absolute wonderful form. And I couldn't imagine doing anything else. But this is truly who I am. And I wouldn't let go of that commercial job because of the security. You know, when you are a mother and part of a family and have children and a mortgage and all those kinds of things, that security can have a really tight grip over you, right? Which is why the pain was so bad. So the resentfulness of having to have that commercial job because of the security, and also the fact that I didn't want to let it go because it was safe. Even though it was causing me a shitload of pain, it was safe, right? And I was having issues galore, but it was safe, right? I didn't have to worry so much. I knew what I had to deal with, and I knew that the pain was part of that. And the second that I let it go, the resentfulness disappeared. And within a week, so did 80% of the pain. So don't just sometimes it's worth looking up. So if you haven't got her book, the Louise Hay Heal Your Life book, then go and check it out. If you also, you can Google the causes, metaphysical causes of symptoms, and there's a massive list that you can get access to that kind of explains it. And you might find that that makes sense to you, and that will help you through what you need to look at when you're journaling. So if you find that it's resentfulness, or if it, you find that it's anger or something else that comes up for you, then bring that up in your journaling and write that down and ask if that's what you need to let go. And how to do that, ask your guides how to do that, because they know. They honestly know. It's just a matter of us quietening this noisy pain in the bum, quietening that down long enough to hear their guidance. And when we do that, we don't need the whole picture. We only need the next step. When we give them our trust and our faith that we are actually, we are spiritual beings and we are here for love. That is absolute the only reason we are here. We are here to experience love, to give love, to share love. Everything else is just part of the experience. And when we're on the other side and deciding that we want to come here, we have no idea how much of that can be painful and how much love can hurt, right? But we know love in a universal and unconditional way on the other side, that how could we not want to come here and share as much of love as we can? Regardless of what we go through to get it or give it or receive it or anything like that, we are ultimately, all we are is love. As a spiritual being, that is all we are. And if we can get through these spiritual shifts and these awakenings and, you know, the dark nights of the soul and the depression and anxiety and all those things that come up for us that are all human experiences, if we can get through them and always look back to love, we will always make it through. All right. So as I mentioned, if you are going through any of that that you resonated with you today, please leave a comment below and let me know. Share it with anyone that you know that may need to hear this today. And I just wanted to let you know that you're not alone, because all of us are going through this at the same time. So I hope you enjoyed that little update today. And I noticed, I saw some of the comments that a lot of you are going through something similar, and a lot of it really did resonate. And I'm so glad that I got on and gave this information to you today. And I just, yeah, don't worry about the throat. It'll clear eventually. but just keep in mind that if you can bring everything back to love, you will make it through. Journal your way through it. Allow yourself to feel, slow down, and just one step at a time. We don't need the big picture. That's not always for us to see, okay? Much love to you all. See you soon.